My guest is with me, Kim Komlianits.
That's right.
Ah, got
Hiley.
It. From Write On. Hi, Kim. Nice to have you with. Now you're chair of the Write On Script Writing Forum. We'll talk about what was going on last night and what will go on next Sunday as part of the first stage season. But tell me a little bit just about Write On to begin with.
So Write On is, yes, like you said, a script writing forum. We support writers who mostly those who write for the stage, but also sometimes people who write for the radio or for film. We run workshops, we run courses, and we put on rehearsed readings as well as full productions of new plays.
So these are writers who are maybe just starting out or established writers?
We've got a whole range of writers. Some are people who have never written a play before and they come to our course and that's what inspires them to start writing for the stage. And others are in it, you know, on a professional level. So because we do such a variety of different things, it means that we can also cater to different abilities. And also, it's a lot about also the community of writers, because writing can get quite lonely. And just meeting other people who write, who maybe struggle with the same thing that you're struggling as a writer, or maybe struggling with a completely different thing, even that is just, it's a great support for the writers.
Yeah. And one of the things about writing for the stage, of course, is that you often don't know whether it's going to work until you see it upon its feet, as they say, up on the stage, which is where something like First Stage, which was the event last night, comes into its own.
Yes, that's right. I mean, writing for the stage is much different than writing novels, because obviously the reader writing prose, reading prose, will perceive it on their own in their intimacy, whereas on stage there's things that happen that writer can up to a point predict and try to work out timings and things and how things will work out. But then once the script is given to the actors and a director, it just changes everything, and it gives an insight to the writer that can't happen without that creative team. So yes, First Stage is our season of script in hand performances, where we try out scripts for writers. We stage them without asking the actors to learn the lines, and we perform them in front of an audience, and then we have an audience feedback session, which means the audience have a chance to tell us what they saw, what they wanted to see more of, and that's really useful for the writers to take away and then think about it, maybe rewrite their plays or maybe expand them, because sometimes we get short plays and writers are then inspired to write something longer on the back of the feedback that they've been given.
So yes, these can be short plays, these can be, what, 15, 20 minutes long, or extracts from a longer play?
Yes, that's right. So for First Stage season, which is what we're currently running. So we had our first evening last night, and the second one is coming up this Sunday on the 29th. We ask for short plays up to 20 minutes or extracts of longer plays in the same length. Yes, last night was very successful. We showed four plays, one extract and three complete short plays. And coming up next week, we've got five short plays to show again, so hopefully people will come along.
And though these are script in hand, they're directed and they are rehearsed, it's just that the actors, there's no time to learn the lines, basically.
Yes, and also because the rehearsals are also, the writers are always welcome to attend the rehearsals, because they also take away a lot from the rehearsals when the director is trying to work out how to stage, how to block things on stage, where does this character stand when they say this, and so on and so forth. So sometimes there are changes made during the rehearsal process as well to the scripts. Basically, because we want to focus on the writing and also get the feedback from the audience mostly on the writing, and that's why we also don't ask the actors to learn the lines, because it's it makes the focus of the evening on the writing.
And though they are performed script in hand, it's not as distracting as it sounds. You forget when you're watching that the actors are holding a script.
Yes, that's often what we hear. I mean, it's really funny how quickly you kind of get into that format and completely forget that they're holding scripts and they're actually reading off the page, because it's also because of our fantastic actors, because they just get into the emotion without knowing exactly what the next word is going to be that comes out of their mouth. So that's really impressive, yeah.
And it's a nice evening because it's very varied. So because you've got four short plays, you can get a real variation of comedy, drama, tragedy, each one with something different and maybe something that needs working on.
Yeah, that's right. And also, if something's not right up your street, it doesn't mean that you have to sit through it for the whole evening, because that can sometimes happen in theatres. We've all been to plays that are horrible and then you're really bored to death. But when you've got short plays or extracts of plays, that never happens, because we've got a short play and then we've got a little time for audience feedback where we ask people questions and then we go on to the next one. So there's never a chance to be bored for the whole evening. There's always something interesting happening. And even if you didn't like the play, you've got a chance to say that and kind of also start thinking about what was it that you didn't like. And I think the audience really appreciates that, not just when they come to our evenings, but also when they go to the theatre to, you know, fully staged plays in other theatres, they'll maybe think about them differently from having experienced our evenings.
And I know that sometimes you get plays coming back, you know, you'll get one version, then based on audience feedback, it will come back again and it will be different. And you can see how it's developed, how the writer has changed it.
Yeah, that's true. And actually that now, especially because we've been running a quarterly workshops, which are now renamed Get It Right, and those are workshops that we run for writers that are still working on a script. So they'll send us an extract of their script and we will workshop it with the actors on a Sunday, and the writers there, and we might even improvise scenes around the ones that the writer has already written. And then it's really interesting, some of the plays that we are performing, that we've performed last night, and the ones that we're performing next week, next Sunday, they've actually been workshopped in one of these workshops, and it's really interesting to see how they've developed and how they've kind of found their form much more than when we've initially encountered them.
Yeah, once you put flesh and bones on a character, you can see that maybe they're dominating the scene, or they're not as funny as you thought they were, or they're funnier. It really twists it, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's just seeing those sort of that ink coming off the page and becoming this person that they've written, and I think that's a very precious insight for the writers.
So last night was a success. I mean, was it sold out?
It was sold out, yeah. We performed in the function room of the Boathouse, above the pub called the Boathouse, and we were sold out. We were absolutely packed. We had a lovely audience, and we showed four plays. Like you said, a variety of comedy and quite a futuristic drama right at the end there, and we had really positive feedback from the audience. And I spoke to a few people that came last night, and they've never been to a write-on evening before, and they said we're definitely coming back, because they really liked like the whole sort of structure of the evening. They really enjoyed how they were able, as audience members, we're usually quite passive, whereas in these evenings you get a chance to kind of really participate and also, you know, also kind of steer a little bit in what direction the evening goes. So that's really nice.
And there is another chance for them to come back, because there's another evening next Sunday at the Boathouse, which is on Chesterton Road.
That's right, yeah. So that's Boathouse on Chesterton Road on the 29th at 7 p.m. Tickets are still available for that one, and they listeners can get them on www.writeon.org.uk. There's a link from our website. Just look under First Stage and you can get tickets online.
And it's Write On, WRITEON.
That's right, yeah, WRITEON.
So, and it will be the same format, really. It's four or five plays, but 20 minutes.
This coming Sunday, we've got five short plays lined up, 15 to 20 minutes each, with audience feedback sessions as well. And it's really nice also because we're performing above a pub, so there's a chance to go downstairs in the interval and also at the end to have a chat. There's, you know, people often get involved that way. They might come along as audience members to one of our evenings and then find, oh, maybe I could do something like that. Maybe I could start writing or acting or whatever, you know. And they get in touch. We've had expressions of interest last night as well. So it's a really nice chance to kind of get into the community of writing as well.
It's very friendly because the actors and the writers and the directors are all there. in the bar. They're all buzzing around.
That's right. Yeah, and also for the, you know, for the audience feedback sessions, we invite actors on stage, and we're all kind of, it's a kind of a community support for the writers. It's not about criticism. It's not about, you know, only praising the play that we've just seen. It's about sort of discussing what we've seen, what could be done better, what can, you know, what was really funny, what was really entertaining, what could, you know, what the audience wanted to see more of. And it's just really lovely to have that unity between the people on stage and the ones watching.
So what else does Write-On do? Because you mentioned their workshops. You've got a couple of workshops this year.
Yeah, so these workshops that I've just mentioned, they're maybe for slightly more experienced writers or the writers that are already writing their own plays. They can send us an extract, and we've got the next one coming up end of February. Again, all of the details are on our website, writeon.org.uk. But we also run courses. Our next course, called Write for the Stage, starts end of February, so 23rd of February. And it's an 8 sessions based around character, plot, theme, all of those sort of basic tools or basic themes around which every playwright kind of keeps coming back to. This is aimed more at sort of writers who are beginning or people who want to kind of really brush up on their basics in a way. So again, we get quite a variety of writers for these courses, and it creates a lovely community. Last year when we ran it, we had one of the writers actually then join our big project, big production, Butterfly Effect, and she was one of the writers on there. So that was a kind of a nice progression there, where we had someone who's only just started out as a writer, did our course, and then was able to participate in our big project and had part of, you know, participate in a play that was fully produced at the Corpus Playroom. So that's why we kind of want to also offer different things, so that people can kind of match to, you know, the right, their abilities, what you know, where do they fit in with that, but also do different things, because people want to do different things. Some people want just to write by themselves, some people write like collaborative projects, etc. So,
and you're one of the teachers on these workshops. What's your background, Kim?
So my background is actually, I did an undergraduate degree in languages, but then went on to do an MA in playwriting at the University of Exeter. But I teach this course together with my two colleagues. One is Richard Peoples, the other one is Julia Bolden, who is a long-standing chair of Write-On before I took over from her last year. The good thing about having three different tutors is that we complement each other, because we've got Richard Peoples, who's also a teacher. He teaches at U3A as well, but also has just an endless knowledge of plays. He's read every play there is out there, and that's really useful, because he can give like really specific examples. So I don't think I'll ever catch up with him, just because of age. I don't know.
Yes.
I kind of,
it's a bit ahead of you.
That's what I tell myself anyway. And then we've got Julia, who's a director and a really experienced producer as well. And she knows the practical sides of things. And she's been involved with Write-On as well, so that she's seen so many different writers struggle with different things or succeed in different things, so that she can give sort of really specific practical advice as well.
So there is something for everyone. So writeon.org.uk, is there a .uk?
Yes, that's right.
writeon.org.uk is the website if you want to find out more. And it really is for people at all stages of writing.
That's right.
Well, thank you very much for coming in, Kim. Good luck for next Sunday. I hope it's as successful as last night was. I have to declare an interest. I was in one of the plays last night, and it was very enjoyable, a really nice atmosphere. So good luck for next Sunday too.
Thank you.